this orange doesn't look like a salmon berry. And then like, ooh, I'm getting close. Oh yes, this is it. This is a ripe one. While you're painting each piece, you're just kind of feeling the smooth lines. And if you've ever just moved your arms in circular motions, you realize what it does for your body. It makes you calm, like circles are calm. And so when you're putting your hand in these nice, gentle circles of a salmon berry, it's just like how they taste. The original inspiration came from doing the murals for the Bethel Youth Facility, which is a really similar scene to this. And when I was posting on social media, I had a lot of feedback from people that live in Bethel that were saying, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited for it to get done. But unfortunately, the youth facility is not a public building, so not a lot of people get to go in there. This one was actually a lot easier because it was like the youth facility allowed me to practice. I've always worked to kind of prove people that I could do anything that I think that I can do. And so one of the things when I moved back to Dillingham from being in college, the feedback that I was getting was, well, if you want to be an artist, you can't live in rural Alaska. And I said, you're dead wrong. I am so inspired when I'm in rural Alaska. How am I going to produce good art if I'm living in a city when all my inspiration is a $300 ticket away? And so I've been really blessed in that way, where these contracts that have come up say, here's, we want the native way of life. And just luckily I was raised as a Yupik woman. It's weird, like there's all of these social things that I could just sit back and they're subconscious things that I don't even know about myself that just pop out. And our people are so beautiful to me. And when I think about being inspired by them and like why I'm here, it's because I was raised to be incredibly empathetic and to always think about how others are gonna feel. We're moving forward, and if you objectify it, then, and you see people having a hard time, you're thinking this happened because of its cause and effect. And how freaking amazing are we that we're even to the point where we're at and our people are thriving, and I'm just blessed to be a part of this moment in time, and I want to help like as efficiently as possible.